102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Linda this morning. Linda, welcome to the Dream Team. Thanks for reaching out to us. Now, you're seeking a pardon from Anthony, who you just ended a six-year relationship with. Why?
Well, yeah, we just ended a six-year relationship. We didn't end it in a very friendly way. And we've been returning each other's stuff, and I didn't take very good care of his 72 Chevelle like I should have.
Ooh, classic car. And what happened again now? What kind of damage got done to the car?
It was a lot of damage because I left it out in the yard at my parents' house. And it got no tarp or nothing on top of it? No, and honestly, I'm not like that into cars, and I just kind of left it there, and, you know, it got, like, sun and water damage.
Oh.
And, you know, I didn't do it on purpose. I know I didn't handle the breakup very well, but the damage, you know, came to about $1,500 worth.
And, luckily, it was just that.
Right. Do you think you kind of did it maybe subconsciously because of the bad breakup?
Yeah.
I guess I kind of did at the time, now I feel bad about that. I just, like, maybe I was trying to hurt him back, you know.
Got that guilty conscience.
I understand he was trying to reach you and your parents to come pick up the car, but it took a while, so that's why I was sitting out there just getting all the damage, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm in the wrong, and I just, you know, I was hurt at the time. And, you know, I didn't handle the breakup very well.
And you walking past it every day like, that's what you get,
Yeah, I guess so. But now I'm sorry. You know, now I feel bad.
So what about the $1,500 worth of damage? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Have you offered any money?
I haven't, but I guess that would be fair.
Yeah, you better start a GoFundMe.
So we're going to reach out to Anthony, and you're going to actually, you know, seek a pardon and find out if he's going to pardon you for this. I don't know about the monetary issue or whatever, but he might be willing just to forgive you overall and move along. But we'll find out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning, guys.
All right. We understand you have a situation with a young lady by the name of Linda that you that you used to know. Go ahead and tell us about this situation, my man.
I mean, I would say that the situation is not about Linda. It's about my car. I had left it at her parents' house because I don't really have a good parking spot, you know, to keep it safe in the garage where I live. And, you know, so they had been letting me keep it over there. I mean, we've been together for years. It was never a trust issue. I guess when she and I split up, they decided that my car no longer deserved a space in the garage, and they just left it out in the yard. And now, because of the sun beating on it there, I got cracks in my dash.
Oh.
The windows apparently were down just a crack, and there's some mold in the carpet, and it ended up costing me like $1,500 just over that to get it fixed.
Anthony, what'd you do to her, man?
I left. You know, it was, it seemed like we were having this conversation where we both kind of saw things coming to a conclusion, and it seemed like it was going to be amicable. You know, like, we'll go our separate ways. And then when it actually happened, it, resentment. it was not good.
So you're really, really upset about the car, and you haven't talked to Linda since, but however, we do have Linda on the line this morning, and she would just like to speak to you for a few moments, and we're going to see if you can make a decision this morning, okay?
Okay.
Linda, go ahead and talk to Anthony. He's on.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for getting on the phone. I wanted to say sorry. I wanted to apologize. I'm sorry about what happened to your car. I shouldn't have left it out there like that, and I really am sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I was just very hurt at the time.
So
It's hard to respond to that, you know. It's not just about the money. It's the emotional attachment that I have to my Chevelle. It's just,
I know.
Anthony, when you guys were together, were you really, really, like, you know, all about the car, washing it, taking care of it? So she saw that you really, really cared for this car.
Yeah, and you know, the truth is I don't really drive it much because it's kind of expensive, you know, to drive a lot. And I'm not really had a ton of places to go over the last few months. But yeah, I mean, constant normal care, you know. Every time I would take it out, I would wash it, you know. She understood what that vehicle means to me.
Yeah, right. I did. He's right. I do know that it matters a lot to him.
And so you can say that you did it kind of out of spite, Linda, or no?
I sort of did at the time, and I'm really sorry about that. I know it was wrong. I was just very hurt at the time.
You got to pay up, Linda. Sorry.
So, Anthony, I mean, how do you feel about the situation here and everything that she said? And even though she was kind of still upset at you, would you be willing to grant her a pardon or not?
Well, I was shocked to hear anything about this at all, and I'm more shocked, you know, that she would really hold herself accountable like that. And I almost feel like I have to grant a pardon because of that.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to charge her the money, though, Anthony?
I assumed that that would be part of it.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay.
So did I. Well, Linda, how do you feel about the monetary damages?
I don't know if I can come up with a full $1,500 at this moment, but I certainly will give a big contribution for what he had to spend.
Mm-hmm. Linda says she's going to put something on it.
Anthony, yeah, you
can
just,
I mean, she can send it in installments. I've already paid it, you know, to have it fixed. So.
And you'd be willing to grant her a pardon?
I would. I'm really shocked with how emotional things got, how she's willing to, you know, really be honest and, you know, say that she did it on purpose. That's kind of shocking to me. And I feel like she deserves a pardon because of that. I mean, I'm still kind of in shock from it. So maybe I'll be mad again later.
I appreciate that. I know.
There you go, Linda. The first time we had somebody shocked into an apology. Mm-hmm. That's a new one. I like that. Good
nice strategy
well,
there, Linda.
Hey,
yes. All right. So you got your pardon, Linda. You guys
Thank
move
you.
On. They have a great 2021 Bay Area. This is how we do it every single weekday. Just hit us up at KBLX.com. Click on to beg your pardon. If you want your scenario, your situation played out, you could do the same. It's Kimmy T, Tony Sko, and Rudy O, your dream team. Beg your pardon on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.